Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
The Shaft and Lethal Drive have teamed up to bring you the best Minecraft SMP experience in the world with lightning-fast custom control panels, expert support and sales team, all from an approved host of MinecraftForum.net. LethalDrive.com, the cutting edge in game servers. Get yours today at LethalDrive.com/theshaft. And be sure to use the coupon code THESHAFT, all one word.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 81, recorded on May 6, 2012.
I'm Brent, about to have a heart attack, Copeland.
I am Wes, dressed up after church, Wilson.
And I'm Eric, dressed the way I dress every day, Fullerton.
Yes, and we got a guest on today, which is Blame the Controller.
Hello.
Yes. And always, always blame the controller because it is never your fault when you lose.
Yeah.
Yes.
I usually blame the sun being in my eyes.
I blame it on the rain.
Oh, hey. I just blame it on Vanilla wafers. I blame it on
vanilla
that.
Vanilla wafers?
Yeah.
Milli Vanilli wafers? See what they missed out on if they hadn't cheated everyone?
Yes.
They could have had their own, like, box
yes.
of Manilli wafers.
Oh, man.
They could have faked those, too.
They're at, oh.
It would have been like a knockoff brand of vanilla wafers.
Brilliant.
You're going down a path that I don't want to go down.
Too late.
Well,
we've already
they could have
down.
Gotten in with, what's his name? Vanilla Ice? What's his name?
Vanilla Wafer Ice Wafers?
The other guy who stole music.
Oh.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
No. Whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We got a show today, and you might have been expecting old Daniel Kaplan on today, Mr. Capiche. But we decided, you know what? We want to get Blame the Controller on. So we called Daniel, and we said, look, you're going to have to wait. We got Blame the Controller on.
That's right.
Okay? And he said, I guess so.
Completely accurate account of the events that transpired.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I guess you guys probably know, hopefully by now, that Blame the Controller did Kingdom of the Sky 1 and 2, and we just finished playing the second one, and it was totally awesome. So we're going to be talking to Blame about that. And all the other cool stuff he's got cooking in his oven. And I'm sure there's a bunch of cool stuff in there. Probably
like
maybe,
vanilla wafers?
Maybe some vanilla wafers. You never know.
So are we looking forward to Sky 3 sometime in the near month or two? Year?
I'll give you the Blizzard answer, which is coming soon.
Nice.
Excellent.
It's so weird hearing your voice live.
Yeah.
Because like you're like Desmus.
Yes. Desmus.
And always ragging on us, too.
Yeah.
Calling us stupid.
You're really mean to him.
Yeah, he's not very nice. He's not a very nice guy. Well, I mean, you did release the ultimate evil upon the world, so, I mean, he has reasons to be mad at you.
Yeah, that's but it's true. Totally not our fault.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we blame the controller.
Nice.
Huh? See what I did there?
Pretty good.
That
pretty
was
good.
Overused, probably. Okay, so you, in doing that map, you did a lot of voice acting. Did you like that?
Was that the end of your question?
It was kind of a weird ending of a question.
That was. You ended your question with a preposition.
Yeah, I did. I was like, that's far enough.
Rephrase it.
So did you like that?
Did you like what?
Being a voice actor.
Oh, okay. Did you enjoy being a voice actor?
I've been doing this for 80 episodes, okay? So did you like that?
You know, when I made the first one, I didn't want to use text files because I thought that they really killed the momentum in the maps that you were playing. You know, you have all this action and you're investigating this awesome looking structure, a castle, dungeon, whatever you get, and then it's like read note 3 and you tab out and it's like 3 pages of text that you have to read, and it just absolutely destroys the momentum.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, hey, I'll include audio and I'll throw it on YouTube because it's an easy way to get the files out there. And also people are notoriously bad at giving feedback for maps. So when I put the videos up there, it allows people to comment or give me feedback right then on the video that's related to the section they're on. So if they're at, you know, a specific part of the map, when they say, you know, I had a problem with XYZ or there's a bug right here, it gives them, it's so much easier for them to give feedback. And I actually caught a lot of the bugs in the first map because of that, that I otherwise would have never known about. So, and also, I wasn't the very, very first person to ever use audio with my maps, but I was the very first person to put them on YouTube. So I win two internets, I guess, for that. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know I enjoyed it much more than the whole note thing. So the only thing that would make it better is if they would put in some way to trigger it in-game so you didn't have to, like, even know the note was there. Like, you just got into a certain area and it started playing it. So, you know, we'll talk with Jeb and John, see if we can get that put in.
Yeah.
Dude, you do that.
Yeah, I'm text messaging Jeb right now. I'm asking him what he's wearing.
You're big on the internets.
Hmm? Yeah.
You're keeking, texting. Yeah. Now are you nowing?
Yeah.
Younow.com.
And you streaming.
Mm-hmm.
It's this crazy world we live in.
Yeah. Crazy.
Is it so crazy that I would like to see what happened last week?
Our journey.
And we actually have some journeys this week.
Our journeys.
I'm pretty proud of
this. Yeah. Are we off the game today? Is it the heat?
I think it is. It's awfully warm in the studio today, and I'm overdressed. I normally wear like a t-shirt and shorts.
Right,
and
he's all, he's got
now I'm all tied up.
Tied up. That's how we like him.
Yeah. Eric and I got to play in Survival Games 2. Chad the DJ has some servers that run survival games. It's kind of like the Hunger Games in Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
And Blame was actually on there with us and a bunch of other YouTube personalities. And I felt tremendously guilty because some of them I didn't recognize. And I feel like as a, you know, moderately, you know, prominent Minecraft person, I should know who everybody is.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's hard to know everybody, but it was hosted by In the Little Woods.
Yeah,
so that was nice.
No one called me. That's weird. You learn real fast about who your real friends are.
It was at 2 p.m. on Friday.
That would have been perfect for me.
Really?
Oh, really?
Perfect.
Did I not tell you?
I would have been getting back from Mellow Mushroom.
I thought you worked on Friday afternoons.
I asked specifically, and they said, we don't want him here. They said, he drags us down.
That's usually how it goes.
Well, I butted in. I saw people talking about it on Twitter, so I was like, hey, I want to play. And they're like, yeah, okay, cool. And then that's when I was like, hey, maybe. And then Wes said, hey, I want to play.
And actually, you just told me about it, and I invited myself. I said, hey, get me in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you did.
Yeah.
And then no one said, hey, what about Brent? They just said, yeah, we're in. Well, yay. Yay, we're in.
I assumed you were working.
It seems like I would have told you, or I did, or I tried. I don't know. I usually just go to GTalk. Whoever's logged in, hey, we're playing a game. Yeah,
I'm just joking with y'all. It's okay.
I told Easy, too, but she was also doing something else. But anyway, but it was cool.
Yeah, and the map was very impressive.
Yeah, like post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah, basically it's a city with like some big roads and some large buildings that
like
has been destroyed and overgrown.
Like the Will Smith movie. What was it called?
I am Legend.
Yeah, I am Legend, I think.
But
Men in Black 2? You know there's going to be a 3.
But yeah. you start off in like this little grouping area and everybody's hanging out and there's some instructions on how to do some basic recipes and things like that. And then once the game starts, everybody gets put on a little pedestal around a central location that has a bunch of chests and some things and things in the chest. And you have a choice. You can either run to the middle, just like in the Hunger Games, which is where the cornucopia is, and you can battle it out there in the middle for stuff, or you can turn around and run and try to find stuff in the buildings out in the ruins.
Yeah.
And the map is huge. And then after you get to a certain point with like a finite number of people left, whoever's running the game can then pull all the remaining members back to the middle. And every time somebody dies, there's a cannon shot.
Which was like thunder.
Yeah.
In the game. Which is cool,
and it was a really good time. My first game was very anticlimactic. One of the things you really have to worry about is food.
Oh yeah, that's tough.
And so I ran out, and my first goal was food. And I tried some buildings to try to find food and weapons, and I couldn't find anything. So finally, I just said, "I'm going to die if I'm rummaging through buildings without knowing how to play yet." So I ran out to the very edge of the map and spent a good 10 minutes killing trees and and you can't craft from the wood and the stone in the game. Like, you can't pick up any blocks. The weapons and armor and everything you have to find. But
you can destroy leaves.
And the leaves sometimes drop apples. And I spent a good 10 minutes killing leaves and got one apple. And I think I ended up with one extra token worth of food than when I started.
I didn't even think about the apple thing. I starved to death and died.
You starved to death?
Yeah.
I drowned.
You did?
I didn't play. I was at work. Thanks, guys.
But then I was all like, who can I ally with? But then when you start, you're placed randomly around the circle. And it's like, how am I going to get to Eric without running in front of other people who might kill me? But it's a lot of fun. And the map is huge. And there's a big dome over everything.
Glass.
And this was Survival Games 2. This was a new map. Mm-hmm. And periodically all the chests get refilled with stuff.
Mm-hmm. There's a 24 man version and a 48. We played the 48.
Yeah,
man, so I want to play.
A lot of people. And Ventrilo was crazy.
I'm curious because the first map that Vrida made was basically a remake of the Hunger Games situation. So I'm wondering. I haven't read the books or anything like that. So I'm wondering, is in any of the sequels to the Hunger Games, is any of those tournaments taking place inside of the Rec City, or
each of the games takes place in a different thing. Like, it's all the Hunger Games take place in different domes.
Oh,
so
okay.
Was one of them in the
they're different
destroyed
every,
city?
Every single year it's different.
They actually
design the dome for that year's event.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. It's not within the same dome.
I see. Because it wouldn't make any sense to have this same identical one, you know. Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's a show.
Yes.
Right? And everybody mm-hmm. can see it. Even the contestants would be like, oh, yeah, I remember where the chest is. Not
yeah.
that there's actually a chest, but, you know, the backpack of Twinkies. I don't know.
Backpack of Twinkies.
Yeah.
Well, no, they do that. And sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I saw the movie. I didn't read the books because I don't know how to read.
I read all the books.
Well, speaking of reading.
What would I do if I don't know how to read, but I want to get the content? I want to soak it in.
First off, you'd read off all the sponsors that sponsored the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Later, I might get an audiobook, you know, from Audible. But for now.
For now, let's talk about first. We have two servers that sponsored the show today. The first one is a YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheLordBones, who has sponsored a few shows. Weekly Minecraft videos, currently playing through an adventure map with cinematic videos.
Yes.
We should hook up with him.
Yeah, yeah. We should. We're a big fan. So,
wow.
There you go.
Like a gerbil going mad. We also have...
I'll do it.
Okay.
SimplyVanilla.net, and their message is, we are a server that cherishes the vanilla experience.
Don't we all?
Nice.
And we just got another minute on you now. Okay, let's run through these. We have R. Smalek, our good friend Ron, who says,
May 12th is the deadline for Dropper Challenge.
So we'll probably talk about that in something later. The Dropper Challenge is cool.
Yes.
Grant 050 says, Brother!
To the temple of Moss!
Moss! And of course, Son of Mom, who says, Happy Mother's Day, Mom!
Mom!
Yeah. And Nikron 100, who says,
you know you're accepted when Brent butchers your name.
Nikron 100. Is that butchering it? And then High on Definition, who says,
Hey guys, love the show. Keep the great videos coming. See ya.
Mashie.
And then Blade of the East, who says,
there is one they fear, and their tongue, he is Steve. Enderborn!
Bon.
Nice. And,
then, of course,
dun, 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 dun,
Krami, who says, Brent makes the show 20% cooler.
Nice.
Since he's 33% of the show, I think that's actually an insult.
Maybe that's 20% on top of the 33%.
I don't know. Maybe.
That's what I'm going with. So, Daniel, can you tell us more about what you do for Mojang as the business developer?
Oh, are we on the right doc? I don't see any of that stuff. Are we on 81?
You in 81?
Yeah. No, it's 81 today.
Is it 81?
Yeah. It's 81. Oh, so why is there an 82 doc?
That's for Daniel Kaplan.
Oh, well.
Are we having him for 82?
All that stuff was in 81.
Yeah, I'm on 81. Anyway, so.
You crazy kids and your weird document numbers.
Eric messed it all up.
Really? Yeah.
I thought this was 81.
I always go to the newest document. Hey, we just got tons of thumbs down because of our not talking. What do we get for that?
They love it when we talk about our docs.
Yes.
Okay, yep. So let's get into our journeys. We're already in here anyway. So,
yeah.
So this week, I was with the gang playing Survival 2, and had a good time. Also, this week we finished up our series of,
Everest?
Mount Everest Expedition.
Yes.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. So anyway, kind of done in a Discovery Channel.
Well, it could have been an excursion.
It was. It definitely was. All the way to the top. Where the air is thin.
In an expedition. Yep.
And the girls are pretty.
Into the dead zone.
What?
But it was a good time. There's only 3 episodes of that, so go check that out. It was really cool. And you'll get to see if we actually made it to the top or not. Because I'm not going to tell you. You got to go check it out for yourself. And also this week, what else this week? I don't know. That's about it, really.
Yeah. That's about it.
Oh.
I did something else.
What else did you do?
I actually got invited by Mr. Rob Moran, Majachi the Moon Princess, to come and play the newest version of Dwarves vs. Zombies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And, how was that?
It was a lot of fun, and I got to play with Pause Unpause, who is a YouTube guy, but I didn't realize who it was until afterwards. Like, I just kept hearing Rob referring to Pause, and I thought it was P-O-Z, you know? Like, I didn't really know it was P-A-U-S-E.
Oh.
So, yeah, but we got on, and his new version is pretty cool. The dwarves now have classes. Like, you can be a builder dwarf or a baker dwarf or a blacksmith dwarf. And then, additionally, like, the monsters, the enemy mobs all have powers, like the humans when the dwarves when they get turned into zombies. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be a wolf and you have certain wolfy powers. Like, if you're an Enderman and you make it into the dwarven base, you can summon a portal, and then every like monster in the game, once the portal's open, can right click on their map to instantly go to the portal inside the base. So there's like all these powers. But we built this, and then, so you build for 2 nights, and then on the second night, a dragon comes through, and it's basically a boss fight.
Oh.
So a dragon comes, and you have to defend yourself against the dragon, and then, of course, some people are going to die fighting the dragon.
Of course.
And those are the first monsters. But then the person who kills the dragon becomes the dragon warrior. Okay, nice. Or the Dragonborn, I can't remember what it was called, and gets like special armor and basically Fusrada powers and stuff
nice.
Like that. So yeah, so and then the battle started happening, and oh god, once we built our keep too big, and we got overrun really quick, and it was lots of death, but yeah. Dwarves versus Zombies.
Man, I gotta
check that out. Versus Zombies.
And I'll mention during during sightings, but we've got there's a video.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Pause Unpause made a video.
There's a video.
Yep.
There's a video.
We like videos.
So yeah.
So what you been up to, Blaine?
Not too much. I I've been taking a little bit of a hiatus from from making maps.
Does that mean you're done with part three?
Actually, I need to recruit for part three. The first one I built completely by myself. It took about a month and a half-ish to build. The second one took me about 5 months plus to build.
Woo.
And I built everything by myself. The only outside help I had was some help on the artwork and obviously the voice actors. But other than that, the entirety of the map was built by just me. And my
everything?
Everything. Yeah, he's
is he Swedish?
I think he's from Denmark.
Okay.
From Denmark.
I loved his accent. And the girl's accent was really cool, too. Where is she from?
I think they're all... a bunch of them are from Denmark.
Okay.
They're going to be mad at me if I don't have that right.
That's okay.
They're all from Denmark. What we really want
to stress here is that in the next one, we'll be glad to play any parts you need.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
You know, I was going to ask if you you guys actually wanted to have... maybe some voice acting parts or
the answer is yes. We will do anything to put our faces anywhere because we're gluttons. Or what's the word for that? What do you call that, Wes?
Narcissists?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. My goal for the third map is simple. I want to make the best Minecraft map ever made.
Oh, that's just a simple, easy task there.
Yeah, it's simple. What I do is I want to have a map that's so good it can basically be its own standalone game. In order to do that, I'm going to need people to help me build because my building skills are terrible.
Design-wise? Because I really liked your buildings and things.
I don't know. I look at some of the stuff that like Fire UK and Voxel does my stuff is garbage compared to that. And I want stuff that's really, really fantastic. So I'm going to need a building team. I'm going to need people that can do video because I don't want just audio in between. I want, like, full motion video, cinematic type deals. Kind of like what Slamacow does and Minecraft PG, what they do in between the... or to tell the story section. So I want it, like, really... really top notch. I need someone who's really good at audio. that's your cue, guys. So if you want to help with that, I already have the story pretty much written. Actually, I wrote the whole story back when I made the first map. It was kind of like a Star Wars thing. You know, I fully anticipated it on being a trilogy, and I knew what I wanted to have in the first and the second. I know some people were kind of, you know, disappointed with the ending to the second one, but you know, if you look at Empire Strikes Back, which is one of the best sci-fi movies ever made, it had a really, like, you're in a really bad position kind of ending, and that's what I wanted to do for the second one. But I already have the story written for the third one. I do need some new voice actors and stuff, but really, I need builders. I need people that are good with audio. I want to have custom music in this one. So you know, a lot of times I just use free use stuff. But I don't want any of those issues. The first map, Kingdom of the Sky, really didn't have a lot of Let's Plays on YouTube. In fact, the only one major channel played it on YouTube, which was Paperbat. Nobody else did it. Hmm. And it was kind of disappointing, but the major reason was because I used free use music and people were concerned about copyrights. And let's face it, when you got 300, 400, 500,000 subs, you don't want to risk copyright strikes.
Yeah.
So what I want is I want completely ground up, from the ground up music, all that stuff. Like I said, I want to make the best map ever made. I want it to be so good it's like it's a standalone game. So
what are some things you learned from the second one that you'll either do better or you wish you would have, you know, done better for part two? Is there anything like that?
I'm not really sure. I mean,
some of the puzzles, like we had a hard time. I don't know if it's just us.
Yeah, it's we're morons.
But
Eric,
you know, we obviously missed the whole thing. And this is obviously spoilers. I mean, if you guys haven't played or watched our series, our run through or whatever, but it was the pumpkin quest. You know which one I'm talking about.
Yes.
With the lava.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I make my games based on the Castlevania / Ninja Gaiden philosophy of gaming, and that is to make a game that is ridiculously hard and challenging. And actually, I want to make a couple of videos about this on my channel, but basically, games are getting way too easy nowadays. They're a joke. I beat Skyrim on Master difficulty, and I absolutely crushed it with no problems whatsoever. I was one-shotting dragons by the end of the game. and I think a lot of the things are just too easy, and a lot of the puzzles in some of the other maps, I think, are just they're too obvious. You know, if you give someone a redstone torch, then they're going to kind of know where they need to put it. For me, there was a particular room that you guys were spinning around for a couple minutes, and you didn't realize that you had to put a torch on a certain location. And for the majority of Minecraft players, that's mind-blowing, because if I gave them a redstone torch, they'd be like, okay, I know I have to put this down. But using a normal torch to open a door, people don't think about that, and they have to think outside the box.
Yeah.
And the hardest puzzle in the game was that pumpkin one, and I'm the first person that I'm aware of to ever do that puzzle. That's why a lot of people don't get it, and they spend a lot of time just looking around. In your particular playthrough, there was a mob that walked over a piece of redstone that activated the door. That's been fixed. That won't happen in the current version that's released. So people are going to have to figure out that puzzle. But there are things like that. And you know, but the thing is every single puzzle that I do has at least one, two, or three clues. So it's not like I'm just throwing you in there.
Take that.
Yeah, it's not like I put you in a room and you have absolutely no idea what's going on. Like, even that the torch room, you know, not every single one of the pedestals had a torch on it. So it's kind of gives you an idea of, oh, hey, what if I move this stuff around? And you know, so things like that. But I just think games are too easy, and maps are too easy. So I make mine to be crushingly difficult. I want you to cry. I want you to die many times.
We did.
At the Minecon, I was one of the panelists for Minecon for the custom map making, and I said to the audience straight up, I want to kill you in game many times because if you're not dying, it's not challenging. Right. So
I love being invincible too, having the burden. Oh, that was so fun. That was so cool. I mean, so many things about the map I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
And also the fork in the road thing. Like, take the parkour or take the puzzle. It's like, wow, really? Cool. You know?
Yeah. Puzzles.
Yeah.
We suck at parkour.
We always go to the puzzles, and then Martin...
Well, you aren't too good at puzzles either. Just
and,
yeah, but we can cheat those.
Yeah, and I saw in the little wood, he went to the parkour stuff. I forget what RuneShark did, but I watched a couple other playthroughs too, just to get a feel for it. And I mean, it was so much fun. It was so cool. And I wish we had done the first one first, after having played it.
Would it be wrong to go some Back to the Future and go do the
to
first
do
one now?
To do prequel stuff, yeah.
I mean, I was going to say that to you guys. You know, obviously, I know you got a lot of stuff in your queue, but, you know, even if you don't put it on your YouTube channel, I strongly suggest you play through the first one because it's definitely a really, really good map. I mean, some people think that the first one's even better. I personally like the second one better, but, I mean, the first one's pretty solid. And considering... I've only ever made three maps. I made Kingdom of the Sky, which was my very first map, and people are kind of blown away that that was the first map I ever made. And then I made another one called 3 Days, which is a survival map. It's a twist on Skyblock. I used some daylight tracking redstone in order to track how many days are going by. And on the third day, lava falls from the sky. So you have to, so it's not just like, oh, survive on Skyblock. You cool. actually have to, you have to escape. And the entire thing is you're surrounded by a giant bedrock cage. So you have 3 days to get out, and if you don't, then you get covered in lava. And there's a harder version with 2 days, and there's a super difficult version with 1 day.
Nice.
And then the third map I ever made was Kingdom of the Sky 2, so...
Yeah.
My catalog isn't that big, but I think they're quality over quantity, I suppose.
Yeah.
We feel that way about our videos, too.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, I think I'm going to actually... download all your videos. I'm going to rip them off of YouTube. I'm going to burn them to a DVD, and I'm going to put them in my DVD collection.
Nice.
Watch it on movie night, because they were really that good.
Oh, thanks.
Wow. Yeah, and if anybody has a Roku, you can actually, I think, watch some of them on Blip TV on there. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'm still considering editing them all together into a feature, you know? Yeah. And maybe, what do? Do we sell a DVD?
Yeah. No, make a commentary? No DVDs. You can sell
digital download from Amazon.
It's got to have something extra, like behind the scenes or something.
Got a packet full of stuff.
We could just put it on YouTube as a pay for, you know, as a pay for video.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I mean, we could do that.
I mean, it would take a lot of editing, because I would have to re-edit the outros and intros of each episode and let them... Yeah. And maybe even refilm just a few little things as transitions, but still, I think it would be cool. It'd probably be pretty long, though.
Yeah.
Like, how long is the playlist? 2.5 hours, maybe?
Yeah.
So it'd be a pretty long feature, but hey, you know, it's the...
It'd be worth it.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool.
Pretty cool. You know what else is pretty cool?
What? Tell us.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So yes, just what you were waiting for. If you came here to watch the show, you always want to hear some news, right? See what's going on with the game.
Yeah.
What is going on with the game?
We want to know.
I don't know. Well, you know, one thing happened, and I'm pretty sure it's due to the having Tobias on the show last week and us talking about cocoa beans need to be found in jungles. You know what happened?
Cocoa beans are now in jungles.
That's right. And this is
right.
LC98's excavation station request. 1 week later.
And that had Tobias in it. That had, you know, so all the Mojangses were sitting around and listening, and they're like, you know what? That's a good idea.
Yeah. So next time we're going to have a Mojangsta on, excavation station ideas will require a financial...
that's right, $150 a deposit, and we'll put it on the show.
ones that didn't need a deposit were wooden tools can now be used as fuel in furnaces. That's awesome, because, like, who doesn't have, like, a bunch of crappy wood tools that just sit in there?
You use them once. Yeah. I mean, that's what you do. You use them once, and then they just,
Yeah.
Now they're kindling. We love it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Single player is now on a local server, so we're almost to this like thing that they've been talked about forever, right?
Unity. Yeah, just one.
So soon we'll be able to just like walk into your world and walk into my world.
Singularity.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying.
Huh? Something about that.
But I mean, it'll be one thing. It'll be a client. It'll be like every other game, right? Start a server. You don't have to start a new EXE and do command line stuff and do all this stuff. You just say, do I want to play by myself or do I want to play with other people?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Is this the end of server farms?
I mean...
Is Lethal Drive going to have to worry?
Well, I mean, all these guys...
Think about how many people want maybe you have a five-player server and spend like $10 to $20 a month on this, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, probably thousands. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that just want a small server. And don't want to do it at home. But now, if they have the option in the game to turn on a server for, like, five people...
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to pay $20, because you don't need the bandwidth. It's not the bandwidth. It might be the connectivity, too.
It'll be up 24/7 kind of thing.
That's true.
Because, like, you know... Because once you're done playing, everybody like, sorry, everybody's got to go home. Kicking everybody off. I'm going to bed now.
That's true. So maybe they don't have much to worry about.
Yeah.
I think the RAM might be an issue as well.
Yeah.
If you ever had, you know, out of memory, whatever, imagine having people roaming all different directions on your computer. They're gonna suck that RAM up real fast.
So. Yeah, that's true.
RAM suckers.
You'd need a beefy machine. for all them RAM suckers.
So you pay for my phone. Okay, so also when joining an SMP server, which uses its own texture packs, you're asked if you want to download the texture pack.
Yay!
Sweet!
Didn't we ask for that, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Koopa, we mentioned that, and she said, Voxbox server has that. As a plug-in, as a mod, obviously, yeah. But that's cool.
So, very cool. And also, hardcore mode is also now available in SMP. I assume we're basically going to be able to see everything in SMP soon. I mean, as the game becomes SMP.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
And then one other exciting feature that everyone is just biting their nails about. Evidently, villagers have different jobs now when they're born via spawn eggs. I know everybody was really, really thinking about that one.
Yeah. It's a great one.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Which, I guess, I don't know.
There's some people
who
probably love that. As a map maker, does that help you out, being able to spawn different villagers?
Well, I can tell you this. It would have made Ron's job way easier. When he made Grinchmas, had to actually... Because the thing is if you use any commands or in the egg or whatever to spawn a villager, it would be the normal villager.
Yeah.
So what Ron had to do is he had to go to different towns throughout the world that he had created and actually put the villagers in minecarts and bring them.
God, that was horrible. We saw the remnants of that.
Yeah, yeah. So it actually is quite good. However, there's another problem, and I don't know if this has been solved yet. In multiplayer, you can only see the default villagers anyways, so it doesn't matter what professions they are.
Oh.
Maybe now that they've combined everything, maybe you can actually see them now. But someone's saying it's been solved. I don't know. But
we love solutions.
I mean, it's not bad. I threw some villagers in my map, but they were just kind of for decoration, really.
Oh, and that's Evil Seth in the chat room there. He's on the Minecraft development team at Mojang. So
yep,
which we'll have to get him on the show.
Yes,
too,
for definite sure.
Very cool. What else we have here? Mark Watson bugged Dinnerbone to allow server list reordering. So we may see this soon, I guess.
I guess yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. That way you can put the one you're using the most up at top, and yeah.
Yeah.
And now some bad news. Wah, wah, wah. Lydia's visa was denied.
Oh, all right.
I don't know what that means. Like, I know they're going to fight it, but, I mean, I guess she can do a lot of what she does here, though, right? She doesn't technically
outside
have to be in the office.
Yeah.
But that is kind of surprising. I would think that somebody, usually, you know, you get a year, 2 years doing that kind of stuff. They usually don't. I don't know. I'm kind of baffled.
Yeah, it's like all politics.
I don't like her hair, I guess.
She's having a redo today.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, she has a job, concrete job, so it's not like there's no plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Joel Levin, Minecraft teacher, has been featured in a case study on using gamings to teach. Basically, filmmaker and researcher Jessica Millstone has reported on his blog. Joel reported that the interviewer had included. I'm sorry, I got confused by the genders. I'm going, wait, Jessica, he? Anyway, so he's proud to be honored and as part of the first part of the study. And yeah. So
nice.
There you have it.
You go, Joel. The best Minecraft teacher ever.
What are you doing? Brent is over there, like, doing a dance for the YouNow people.
Yeah, I feel like I have to add some extra to the YouNow to get some upvotes.
Yeah.
But also, we have the Xbox 360 Minecraft trailer. The guys from Hat Films put this out there. What did y'all think of this? Y'all didn't watch it. You suck.
Oh, wait, which one? Oh, the trailer? Yeah, I definitely saw it. Yeah.
So
yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Cool seeing the four square?
Yeah.
Felt like being home.
And then they showed, like, an eight. They showed, like, two fours, basically. Like, two fours being connected together, and that's insane.
But the big thing is Minecraft will hit Xbox 360 on the Live Arcade on May 9th.
And that's like a few days from now.
Yeah.
That's 3 days
from
today.
That's Wednesday. My daughter's birthday is on Thursday. That's how I do that.
And see, I sold my Xbox. So the first one died. Whoa. The second one I sold. And I'm just PS3 in it right now. So I had to go to your house to play Minecraft or something.
Yeah.
I assume we're going to play it, right? We're going to buy it and check it out and so we can see what it's all about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have to get an Xbox for my apartment, but...
Oh, wait, you don't... Oh, you gave it to your kids.
Got a controller you can borrow.
That's right.
This is it's actually from the original Xbox. I don't even have any consoles right now whatsoever. No PlayStation, no Xbox, no nothing. It's just an old controller that I have.
Oh, that is the original, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a PS3 that is now a Netflix machine for my kids.
And did you get Journey on it yet?
I did. Journey's awesome.
Journey's great.
Yeah.
Yes. But anyway, sorry. Tangents.
So you want to cover this next one, Brent? About Alpha versus Beta?
Yeah, sure. This is from Falme. Thanks, Estragon, for the pronunciation. This is Falme actually made a map based off of Wilds of Wrathy Basin called Alpha versus Beta, and it launched Friday. It's going to be updated today, so go out. It's really cool. I don't know if y'all have played it yet. It's PvP tower with classes.
Yeah, nobody invited us, Brent. I see here that you were involved in it.
That's actually not true. I invited both of y'all.
I don't remember any such thing.
Said out loud, hey, Eric and Wes, y'all want to come play?
I don't remember that. I think he's
I mean, y'all weren't there at my apartment when I said it. But I can't help that. Y'all should come over more often. But anyway, players can choose from one of six classes and find over five strategic locations in an effort to be the first team to reach 100 points. It's really cool. The counter's actually on the wall, so you can see it the whole time counting up for both teams. There's been a lot of testing from folks such as Krami, Paul Soares Jr., Jumbo Muffin, Ron Smalik, and I was one of the other testers. And it was a lot of fun, so I definitely recommend going out and seeing it. We'll link to Ron's gameplay video that he has on YouTube. And Falme has actually made some significant improvements since launch, and that's what you can see today.
Good. I want to play. So it looks like you need to follow Chromie on Twitter because he invites people and he talks about all these games that are going on. I'd say that's probably a good place to find where the action is.
And this next one here is news that shouldn't be news. Is that how I'm reading this?
Yes.
It's all about Notch's tweets, and he says himself to don't take his tweets as news because you can't, like we were talking about earlier, you can't get enough information out in a tweet to actually make it a reliable source for anything.
True.
But at the same time, I kind of wish sometimes that Notch would do more stuff with his blog if he's going to claim that. I think he leaks a lot of news, quote unquote news, on his Twitter because it's fast and easy.
Yeah,
and
that's how he. I mean, everything big has come out of his Twitter. Like, we're getting sued for using scrolls, 140 characters or less. He told the world that he was getting sued.
Yeah.
Then after that, then you have the 2,000 word version you can read on Kotaku or whatever. But who cares? We just read the condensed version from Notch himself.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's pretty much breaking news right there, right? I mean,
but anyway, Notch kind of, you know, kicks some dirt at EA, and you know, we'll leave it at that.
And it's a withstanding offer to Notch. If you want to clarify your tweets on the show each week, we'll be glad to have you.
Yes, we would love to be the voice of Notch. I am the voice of Notch.
Yes.
That was weird.
Everything I say comes straight from Mojang.
Nice.
Do I sound like the voice of Sauron from the old Lord of the Rings cartoons?
From the cartoons. Yeah. Wow, you're going
here, do it
back
again.
There.
Do it again.
I am the voice of Notch. Listener, contributions. Dun dun.
God. All right.
I don't know what's going on there, but all I know is we're still on you now.
Yes.
So I can't thumbs it up because I haven't created an account. You only get to vote like once an hour or something. Ooh. If you don't have an account.
Yeah.
And thanks for the extra minute.
Yep. Yeah. We're almost up to 1 hour.
And younow.com, if you haven't heard of it, go check it out. We're playing around on this thing, so anyway.
In Gaming Channel. Anyway, so this week we've got some stuff here. First one is from Mr. Fang, or as he likes to be known, Mfang. Do you believe that your pocket production goals for episode...
Pocket?
Podcast production goals from episode 2 are still the same now that you have reached your 80th podcast?
What were our production goals?
Production goals.
Well, do you remember?
I mean... Our goal was to always have good, clean audio so that you can hear our voices over, like, in your car or mowing your lawn or anything. Like, just if it's audible, if you can hear us and if we're clear, that was our goal.
Yeah.
You know.
And
I mean, other than, like, content goal, I mean, I don't know. You're talking about production goal, so that, you know, minus the content, it was just to have... Oh, and to have, I guess, like bumpers and stuff.
20 billion episodes or something.
Yeah. But isn't that always our goal, is just to keep the audio clean? And if it doesn't sound like crap, then it's
as a matter
one
of fact,
less reason to not listen to us.
For those people who wonder why are, like, you'll be listening to, like, listen on your Android phone, and you'll get the shaft in your queue, and it'll be really, really loud compared to the previous podcast. I asked Eric about this, and this is actually some good information. He makes it loud on purpose because a lot of these devices and things won't make voices loud enough when you're doing things like mowing the lawn or riding in your car. So he deliberately kicks it up a little so that your otherwise normal device can actually overcome your lawnmower.
Yeah.
You spinal tap that stuff.
Yeah.
What you're saying.
And it's the same level as, like, radio stations go out as and everything.
Yeah.
You know? So...
So there you have it.
Yeah.
This next one's from Carta. It says, "Greetings. I have been a big fan of your Let's Play series for a while now, and I think your most recent one was your best yet. But I was wondering, since you played Kingdom of the Sky 2, do you think you'll go back and do a series for Kingdom of the Sky 1 before the third one gets released?"
I vote yes.
Weird. We were just talking about that.
Should we do a campaign if we get X amount of likes on, like...
Kickstarter. Let's do a Kickstarter.
It's funny you mention that, because I was thinking about doing a Kickstarter for the third one. For the simple fact that... It takes so much time and effort to do a map, and for the demands that I have for the third one, I want to be able to, you know, if people contribute, whether it be through videos or building or whatever, I want to be able to give them back something. And so I was thinking about it. I don't know. I haven't decided if I'm going to do it or not, but I don't want to just have people give me hours and hours and days of their time building a fantastic map and not be able to give them something back. So,
oh yeah.
Anyways,
that would be cool. You would be like the first map maker to do that, right? I mean, haven't heard of that ever been done before. So, that'd be a cool experiment.
So, and maybe this is where maybe we should do a Kickstarter on making a best of Let's Play Minecraft series DVD. And so we do it like we're saying, basically pay us to play maps every day, and then we'll put them all out on, you know, on a DVD for you.
Sure. So, okay. The next one is from Rich Arg. He says, "When are you guys going to get back on the server? The server's practically like a ghost town now, and nobody lives in it anymore."
Oh, it's sad.
And we've got a video that, like, goes against this grain. Okay.
We do?
That we're going to show later. Yeah, the Spawn Island one. Doesn't he talk about server population in there?
Okay. Oh.
Yes, he does.
I don't remember if he does.
So, anyway, the problem is... I know I haven't been logging on lately because when I do play Minecraft, I'm tending to do adventure maps and things like that. Mm-hmm. When I log back onto the server, I'm kind of excited about a new map. I think that once we get a new map going, and if you remember correctly, we were going to be doing a new map with the 1.1 generator, but it ended up having some real bugs. And I think that I think they're working on getting a 1.2 map going and trying to make that happen.
Yeah. Okay, we just edited out a little piece where Brent had to leave mid-show, so you will not hear Brent's voice anymore. He had something that came up. So you're stuck with me and Wes and Blame the Controller from here on out. Anyway, so let's get on to the next one here. We have from Swamp, who says, who wishes you to know that he's not an old man.
Yeah, evidently it's
Swamp
important.
An old man?
I do not know.
Oh, I'm Swamp.
Oh, maybe I did the old man voice or something with them. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Did you guys use Pretty Bay Sound Recorder for your buttons? I was wondering, since when I tried it with my friend over Skype, I worked about the same.
I don't know. What do you know what soundboard this is that he uses?
I don't remember which one he uses. I used something like Soundstage or something like that for the iPad. I don't remember which one he uses, but
yeah.
So yeah, they're just soundboards, and using them on iPads because they're big buttons and they're easy to hit, and
yes,
we don't really have to concentrate too much while we're doing the show. So
yeah,
yeah.
And lastly, this is a another Fraps. Oh wait, do we want to talk about that? No, let's not worry about that right now.
Oh, contest thing? Yeah, yeah. We'll wait on that.
Okay, so now I think I should do something.
You're the first. You're the first time you've ever done.
I know.
The bumpers.
So,
awesome. So
here I'm going to talk about the bumper before I push the button, so I fit in with everybody else.
Excellent.
Excavation station.
Yeah.
So yeah, there
good,
you go.
Good job doing the bumper, Wes.
Bumper delivered by Wes. So, thanks. It's a promotion. So the first one we have here is from Farmer Bo, who wants the ability to dye redstone. I think that you should be able to dye redstone so that it lights up different colors, making it easier for redstone creators to distinguish which redstone track does what. It could also change the color of wool cloth that it powers, or changes the color of a lantern. Yes, 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 yes.
I think that's great.
I think
it would definitely make tracking the wires much easier.
And it would also, yeah, I think it would provide some interesting, like, I think people would do fun stuff with, you know, I've got, you know, a red line, a blue line, a green line, a yellow, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think you could do stuff with redstone if you were able to dye it that is it hasn't even been thought of yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and now, of course, it's always about the surface that you put the wire on, you know, so you put it on the different colored wool, but.
Yes.
To have different wire, yeah, I think that's cool.
Plus, as Aztec Consulting says in the chat room, it also opens up a whole avenue of bomb diffusing maps.
Yeah. Cut the red wire. Yeah. next one we have is Larger Doors, submitted by Vintage Beef and the Crystal Crow. It should be possible to use 6 wooden doors to craft a huge door to make more impressive doorways on your creations. Yeah.
I like it.
So a huge door. Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
yeah, because I think we haven't had any advancements in door technology in a long time in WoW. I mean, in Minecraft.
Well, that's a really good point.
No, that's not entirely true. Now they both open at the same time.
Oh, the double door thing. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so
the latest invention in door tech.
That's right. Okay. All right, so maybe we will see. I don't know. That'd be great.
Yeah, sure. So next we've got crafting table improvement. This is submitted by FlameRaven2. Hey guys, wouldn't it be cool if on the crafting table, while you put an item down, it would make a picture of the item? So if you make a pickaxe, it would show a pickaxe on the table grid. I don't get it.
So while you're creating it, like, it would show it indefinitely? Like, maybe every time you create something, so you can see the table, you'd be like, hey, someone crafted a axe here.
When you put the item down, it would make a picture of the item. Maybe you can reverse engineer. Maybe if you took a pick and put it in the deposit slot, like, I mean, in the output slot, you could see a map on the crafting grid to see what it is you need to put in there.
I see.
That could work. I can see that.
Sounds like what it is.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm glad to see from the chat room that I wasn't the only one that was severely confused by that.
Yeah, see? All right.
So what's next, Mr. Eric?
Mr. Me?
I don't like Brent's microphone.
You don't like it?
Mm-mm.
How about you want to do this one, Blaine? Are you following along? Do you have a doc?
Am I? Yeah, I'm following along, but I don't have the notes that you have, so it would be difficult for me to read.
Oh, did we not share this one with you?
No. You didn't share anything with me.
Oh, wow. That's
we don't
lame.
Share with Blame the controller.
I don't know why we didn't. No. That's really weird that we didn't. Anyway, okay, so the next one.
You can type it. Type it in Skype, and I can read it.
Oh.
I can try to read it. I do a dramatic reading if you'd like.
Dramatic. Oh. You know what? Here, you go ahead and do this. This one. I'm going to email it to you, Blame. Are you doing it?
No. Oh, you want me to read the next one?
It. Wow, yeah.
Okay. Next, we want a Minecraft recording studio submitted by MPFK. So many people spend so much time getting their game set up to record, film their favorite moments. It would make sense for Mojang to include an in-game screen recorder. This would be great for us who want to record our own footage of Minecraft but can't afford a fancy screen capture program. Is Fraps fancy?
Fraps is like, what, $20-$30?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 35. It's closer to 40, but that's, I mean, really.
Aren't there other ones now, too? Aren't some people using different ones now?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably about 7 or 8 of them that I've heard of that a lot of people use. Yeah, DX Story, the one that CNanners likes, and then you got Bandicam, and, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of them, but... I don't know. I mean, Fraps works great for us. Just work with whatever works good for you. Try them all. They all have a free trial, you know. They probably put some sort of watermark over the end product.
Fancy.
But, you know.
But they're fancy.
Fancy. But then, I don't know of any capture programs that are like hundreds of dollars or anything.
Yeah.
Because they're simple and they're easy to make and there's a lot of competition. So, you know. Yeah. Cool. Oh, and of course, Mac users.
I got the file, by the way.
Oh, good. So, but you know, for Mac users, can't use Fraps or Bandicam. There's a lot of PC ones. I don't know what you do for a Mac, really, because I don't use a Mac too often. So, yeah, that's that.
So you want to read the next one?
The craftable waveform one.
Yeah.
Okay. my debut. Craftable waypoints for maps submitted by English Lizard. Have you ever been stuck in a mine with no way out, going to lose your diamonds? Then craft waypoint markers with dye on a map and never get lost again. You can then use the waypoints to teleport to that particular location. In an effort to create a degree of balance, teleportation should have a cost, say, in ore or diamonds.
I do not like this.
How's that?
I do not like it, sir.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
Yes. No,
I
think that moment when you're lost at the bottom of a cave is part of the pinnacle experience.
Yeah.
When you've got all this stuff and you have half a heart and you hear the zombies around you, I mean, that's...
That's part of the pinnacle.
Yes.
The pentaco. Yeah.
But yeah, no.
You don't want to take that away from people.
Yeah. Yeah, don't.
I think it would be cool to allow to create some sort of legend for a map, maybe. Like you can put a little house icon or something else on the maps. But the teleportation, no.
Yeah. I mean, if you're really worried about getting lost in a cave, just always put torches on the right side of wherever you're going. And that way, to get out, you just follow the torches that are on the left wall.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
And the thing is it wouldn't even work if you're stuck in a cave anyways, because the map is only going to show you the top of the ground. And it's not like it's going to show you all the different tunnels throughout.
Yeah.
So, you know, just because... the way out may be north. You may have to go south and then east and then west in order to get around. So, Nah, wouldn't work.
So our last one here in Excavation Station is SMP Player Previews List. I would like to see who's on a server before I log on to it. That way, you don't have those awkward moments when you log onto a friend's server hoping they're there, only to find out it's just their weird friend.
weird friend.
I think that there are definite efforts to obfuscate the amount of stalkability within games like this. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but I do think a friends list would work more than this.
Yeah, yeah. And that's coming, you know. I mean, that's definitely coming.
Yeah.
Because we talked about that last week with Molstem, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
So speaking of things we talked about with Molstem, he likes Audible.
Yeah.
I like Audible. You like Audible.
I like Audible.
Because you don't like to read.
No. Yes, I like to be read too.
And if you like Audible, you can get a free trial. All you got to go to is audibletrial.com/theshaft, and you can get a 30-day free trial. You'll get one free credit to purchase an audiobook. Additionally, you will be able to, as long as you're a member, and it's only $14.95 a month, you'll get one additional credit towards a book, and 40% off all the additional books in the catalog.
Yeah.
So the more books you buy, as long as you're a subscribing member, the better off you are. But there's some great stuff in there. Definitely recommend checking it out. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
I lost the button first. I was like, where is it? It's there. It's there. Yeah. No, it's there.
He's a bumper rookie.
So is this the button?
No. I was wrong about this issue.
Oh, no. I shouldn't hit that one.
The West drops. Those are awesome. I was wrong about that issue. All right. So in the old sightings, where we talk about cool things that we've seen around the world.
First off, I'm going to put up the video that Pause Unpause did of the Doors vs. Zombie game that we had with Rob Moran.
Excellent. Yeah. Rob Moran.
Rob Moran.
Rob Moran.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, we'll put that up.
Cool.
Next, we've got a, this is called the Tweet Mod, and it requires mod loader, and it actually will load Twitter into your Minecraft game. So if you can't tear yourself away from Twitter, you can now have Twitter inside
Dude,
Minecraft.
I just made a stone pickaxe. Hashtag Minecraft. Hashtag builder. Hashtag I did it all by myself.
That is awesome. But yeah, so you can do that now, which seems really freaking silly. So the next one we have here is a link. This is called Would the Brontes Have Played Minecraft? And I haven't checked this out, so I don't know why this is in here, but it does seem kind of funny. And basically, Bianca Hughes has written a blog post about whether the Bronte sisters would have played Minecraft if they were around today instead of in the 19th century.
What?
So yeah. Not having any idea what that is, I think that's going to be interesting.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about this next one, Mr. Eric?
Yeah, by Seagon, a regular shafter. Shaftlands Episode 11. This is a series where you can get news and updates and everything you want to know about the Shaftlands, which is our Minecraft server. This episode is almost there. Spawn Island debut. This is a trailer, and it's so cool. It's showing you what the new Spawn Island is what they're calling it is going to look like on our server, and it's amazing and cool and awesome. And go check it out; it's going to be so fun. Yeah.
And then no more. And then
no more. And then and the last one here we have Sky Grid by Seth Blaine.
Blaine.
He just put this one out a few days ago. This is cool. This is like Skyblock. That's what it's called, right? I was trying to remember the name. Skyblock. Okay, it's a survival map where there's a huge grid of every kind of block, ores, and all the different kind of stuff. And you just try to survive and do your thing. And it's just, it's it's awkward looking around and moving. For one thing, it's almost like parkour because you have to jump between each block and mine them above you or below you. And it's really weird. You just have to go look at it for yourself. I'm kind of considering playing a little bit of it, maybe just a few episodes, maybe solo by myself, maybe. I don't know. It's interesting. But, you know, Seth Bling, he always comes up with a unique creation. So check it out. And also, Seth Bling, if you're listening, we want you on the show. Does he listen to the show? Probably not.
I don't know. No.
Can
but we
any,
do.
Are there any Mojangstas still listening in the chat?
Yes. Yes. Would you like to say something?
Yeah, I actually more want to beg, plead with them. One of the things that I would absolutely love to see added to the game, in addition to, of course, the large doors, is custom map makers everywhere will love you forever if you add something into the game that allows you to turn creeper grief damage on and off. So that way, all these wonderful custom maps that are made don't get obliterated by creeper and ghast grief damage. So all it's just like a single little check off on the side that, or something that we can use MBT edit and fix or whatever. But anything, just something, please. I'm begging you. I'm really begging you. Please, please.
Hey, Blaine, were you cringing when we were blowing up the castle and stuff with the creepers? And were you just like, oh, God, what are they doing? They're going to ruin everything. Because I was thinking that myself.
No, but the problem is a lot of times redstone and stuff is in vulnerable areas, and if there is a creeper explosion, it just completely broke your puzzle, or it just completely broke the door, or it completely broke, you know, any number of things. And other times, if there's a parkour section and there's, you know, a very small area that you can run and jump on, if a creeper blows that up, well, you're done.
Yeah.
You know, the path to get up is now no longer there. So it doesn't have to be anything fantastic. And the other thing is, if you could make maps so that they were read only. So two things. I'm begging and I'm pleading the Mojangstas to do. One, make it so that creeper grief, gas grief damage can be shut off. And two, read-only maps would be absolutely fantastic, where then people can't cheat. You know what I mean? Like, you can't break blocks. If every block is treated like they're like it's bedrock, then you can't break them. That would be really, really nice. There would have to be things like pistons would still have to be able to move them so that they couldn't be like true bedrock. And also TNT would still have to destroy them for certain areas so they wouldn't have to be, again, can't be true bedrock. But those two things, shut off creeper grief damage and maybe, that's the biggest one, and maybe read-only maps. But creeper grief, that's absolutely the biggest thing. Please, please, I'm begging you. I am seriously begging you to add that to the game.
Yeah. Oh, someone's here. Come in. Or who is it first?
Housekeeping!
Oh, hi, you.
Housekeeping!
Come back in about 30 minutes. We're busy. We're doing a podcast.
Need for pillow?
Well, okay. Come on in.
In for pillow.
Oh, no, go away.
Okay, we got a couple things to point out here. The Spleef Tournament, the $100 US dollar grand prize game. You can still go to azcrafters.com/blog/?P=150. So yeah, go join the $100 Spleef Tournament. Fight for your life. Win cold hard cash. Additionally, Jaden from the Shaft Mod wants to know they're still planning on releasing the public beta of the Shaft Mod within the next few weeks, and it'll include all kinds of features. So keep an eye out for that.
Oh yeah, and also remember, Ron Smalek is doing the contest for the dropper map. If you go to his website, which is youtube.com/rsmalek, R-S-M-A-L-E-C, If you go there, you will see the video. Look around for his for the contest. Because we want people to enter this thing, because he's going to end up with this gigantic map that's going to have a bunch of zones where you just drop. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be really cool. And it's not going to exist unless people are out there submitting. So go to his channel and find his dropper map. It's a pretty long video explaining exactly what's going down. So check it out.
Well, I think all in all, this was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I thought it was dandy. I thought it was. Let's see, from 1 to 64. What do you think it is?
I'm giving it a 62.
62 is pretty high. What do you think, Blame?
Well, if we add kitties, can we get a higher number?
Sure. We can maybe push it to 67.
This one goes to 11.
I give it a full stack, 64. Doesn't get any better than that.
Blame, what are you, is Kingdom of the Sky 3 your next project? Do you have anything else that's going to kind of distract you coming up soon?
No. Basically, Kingdom of the Sky 3 is the next and really only project that I have Minecraft map related. So anybody, again... anybody that wants to be part of it can shoot me an email or, you know, message me on Twitter or whatever. I need builders. I need sound people. I need people that can compose music, voice actors. The videos for the cinematics and stuff. I need everything. So if you're really skilled, then please contact me. I'm going to be pretty picky. You got to be top notch. You got to be really good in order to top notch get it. you got to be really good in order to get on. That's pretty much it. Am I allowed to plug?
Sure,
everything. Yeah, Twitter, okay. So, everything.
Plug all the media. So my YouTube channel is just Blame the Controller. There's some slightly less than average videos that are on there. Go and check them out. A lot of my Minecraft announcements go on there. You can also follow me on Twitter at BlameTC. And also, things like StarCraft or Tribes Ascend. Thank you. Awesome. Tribes Ascend or Heroes of New Earth. If you want to add me as a friend, it's and same thing with Steam. Blame TC or Blame the Controller. Just search those, add me. I'll add everybody I can. So if you ever want to just play a game or whatever. I think the biggest one is the YouTube channel would be fantastic if you guys want to sub to that. Blame the Controller, that'd be awesome. I want to make the third map like just absolutely phenomenal, and I'm going to need a lot of help to do it. So,
well, cool. Well, you can follow me on at Wes Wilson. Follow Eric on which one are you using now?
Nailhead
at Nailhead on Twitter.
With Nailhead, isn't there?
Is there? Oh,
there's Nailhead Gamer.
I have my own personal YouTube channel too. It's Nailhead. YouTube.com/Nailhead. But that's just my personal stuff. And find us on Keek, too. Keek.com. find Nailhead, which is me, and find Brent Copeland. We've been keeking. If you don't know what it is, go look for it.
And I'll have you know that in 10 seconds, we are crossing the 90-minute mark on You Now.
That's right.
We have been 90 straight minutes on You Now, and we're proud of the effort that we've done there.
That's right.
So, but anyway, if you have anything else you want to see, go check out the show notes. You can find them at theshaftpodcast.com. And
we'll see you next week.
Yep.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. The Shaft for all ages.